Okay, we're going to take your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM with Dr. Sam as we talk about dirty electricity. So get ready. We'll come right back to you on Coast to Coast AM. Sam, ever come by a power line and you can hear it buzzing? And buzzing? And buzzing. Well, Sam is not with us. Tom, give him a call and get him back on. Maybe the power got to him. So we'll hook him back up and get him back on. But what we're going to do this hour with him, we'll take your phone calls, and then the next hour we'll have open lines for you here on Coast to Coast AM. So let's, he's not there. So let me go to some of the phones, and we'll help out some of the callers. Israel is in McAllen, Texas, first-time caller. Hi, Israel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
If at all possible, Sam comes back. I had the question that, because I too came home one day from work and I found that my meter was swapped out. My concern is that I have a newborn baby in the very room, and right outside of her room is that box. I heard Sam talking earlier that you could get an AM, you can get a radio and put on an AM frequency. And he said it would make some type of buzzing noise. So I guess my question is twofold. One, you know, what are my options if my electric provider does not want to change it out? Of course, don't want to move out of the house or anything, but is there any other options? And two, should I test by taking a radio outside and put it on AM frequency and seeing if truly it is emitting a lot of dirty electricity, like Sam was stating earlier?
Sam, will AM radio be like a detector? Can you use it as a device?
Absolutely. It's my very favorite detector. Radio Shack carries a model 12586 for $14, AM FM radio. You tune it off station on AM, and any time it howls or gives you static, you know you're getting exposed to dirty electricity.
Okay, and if it does show that it is giving that dirty electricity, emanating that, and if my electric provider does not want to swap it out, do I have any other options of what I can possibly do to you know, maybe get somebody out there, electrician, just to put one of the old boxes? I don't know.
Well, there's a couple things you can do. Where it mounts on your house, you can buy a shielding fabric from Less EMF in Albany. It's Less EMF. They got a website. Or you can use, it's not as pretty, but you can use thick aluminum foil mounted on the wall, on the inside wall. You don't care what's going outside. And that'll reflect. The other thing I've had luck with is some people have put filters in their houses. People who've gotten sick with the smart meters get relief sometime by cutting out the dirty electricity with the filters. It seems that they're responding to the dirty electricity rather than to the microwaves.
All right, Sam, you know, I was asking you earlier if you have heard the buzzing coming from some power lines, and what is that? Does that affect us?
The study's going on for 20, 30 years showing that people who live near power lines, there's more leukemia, there's more of other diseases. And if you can actually measure within, say, 100 yards of a power line, you can measure magnetic fields and dirty electricity too. And the buzzing is getting worse because there's more dirty electricity on the lines, because those lines up there aren't just the power lines, they're return lines too.
So that's what's causing that sound?
Exactly.
Okay, let's go to next, Kevin in Phoenix, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Kev.
Hi there. Yes, I heard your first program with Sam a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Went out and bought his book and went through a drugstore, a national chain, and they were offering what looked like one of these high-voltage surge strips from Philips, but it wasn't. It had a section in it called EMI RFI noise reduction. I bought one, put it on my computer on the power line, and it I could actually measure with a meter, an AC meter, the amount of electricity that was going down. I went out and bought a second one the next day, put the two of them in series, and it was all right for quite a while. But then about 2 months later, the local utility came through with one of these things saying we're going to be switching to smart meters, blah, 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 not giving any choice or anything like that. And I had no reason to think that there was a problem. Well, actually, it did, because the relief from my insomnia that I'd gotten for 2 months with these two filters, that went away. Finally, this year, a year and a half afterwards, we finally got the local utility to actually take out and put an analog meter in.
Back in it goes.
I went through, it's a digital analog meter, but it has no FCC chip stuff on it that tells you it's a digital meter. And I had recorded the actual sequence on the analog meter before they switched it out to the digital. We got the exact same one back. I'm sleeping now. My wife is amazed. Kevin, you slept Saturday and Sunday. Amazing. You know how much sleep you've missed? I said, yes, I know. See, I had a 30-some-odd years ago, I had a very close encounter with a 10-pound block of ice from 80 feet up. And if you do the energy calculations, that's 800 foot-pounds worth of energy.
That's
struck
true.
Me on the right temporal lobe of the head.
You're lucky it didn't kill you.
Didn't break the skull. They said a quarter inch either way we would be having this conversation. But the point is, it made it especially sensitive to these electrical stuff, and that's why I go ahead and I live in a filtered area. I keep the computer off at night, so I have to replace the disc a little earlier. Big deal, you know? It's good to get your health back. But the thing that was amazing was one smart meter on our house was, I would say, I got up to 9 filters in the house and couldn't stop it. I finally had to insist, and apparently a number of people are complaining here in Arizona, and they, including the 4th of July, they didn't do work on 4th of July. Within 3 days, I had the old analog meter back.
Good for you. Sam, who is the company? What company makes the smart meters? It's got to be one or two companies.
GE makes them, and there's 4 or 5 other companies that make them. The ones I see are Itron, and in California, there's four or five different makes.
They must hate shows like this.
Your caller reminds me of, I met a woman that lost her sleep before the smart meter got on her house. The neighbor's smart meters were keeping her up at night. I mean, that's how bad.
What happens if you have a whole neighborhood of smart meters?
Well,
from everywhere.
The ground currents get worse, and it's hard to hide. I mean, it's unfortunately these people have just loosed this horrible business on whole communities, and fortunately, a lot of people don't notice anything. But I'm sure in the long term, it's going to make a lot of them sick, whether they know it or not.
Next up, we go to Boise, Idaho. It's Douglas's turn on Coast to Coast. Good morning, Douglas.
Hey, George. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Sam. I have a quick question. So you've been talking about the devices and the potential health risks that people get from using these devices. But what about all of the cell phone towers in a place like Las Vegas, Nevada, for example? There are just thousands and thousands within a 2 or 3 or 4 square mile radius. What about those installments? Mm-hmm. What about cell phone boosters that people are using in their cars now? What about these personal Wi-Fi installations that people can hold in their hands? MiFi, the trend is to increase radiation exposure, increase data download with smartphones. Everything's going away from
people
being more aware of this. What do you think is going on with people's health? Because we can't, you know, even if we don't use this technology, we're still being exposed to it. So what's your take on all that?
Well, it's going to take I don't know what the answer is. It's why I wrote the book. I couldn't get government or schools or hospitals or anybody to pay attention to this. It's just going to take enough people to get mad to get the government to do something.
It's like, Sam, they don't want to listen.
Well, look at this. I wrote the book. I mean, I can't get anybody to listen. I can't get papers published anymore. But the cell towers are a horrible problem, and it's not so much the stuff that's coming off the antenna. It's the dirty electricity coming out of the base. They're putting these towers on firehouses or near firehouses on schools so the county can the county in California can get the rent. They get $1,500 a month. I'll tell you what it does to the schools. The kids get unteachable. They get ADHD. The teachers get cancer and diabetes and other nasty things. And I offered to clean up a school in down where I live, mm-hmm. at my expense, and they refused.
What do they think? You're a quack?
No, it's not. If their lawyers tell them if you accept it, then you've admitted
you're admitting liability
problem and open themselves to lawsuit. So, I mean, I think that's what's going on with the schools, and but it's going to get worse before it gets better. I mean,
I think so too.
The bodies start getting counted, but I just discovered that the Gates Foundation funded a whole series of studies, basically data ranking studies, where they looked at around the world from 1980 through 2008. At all the places that had data on blood glucose, on body mass index, that's how fat you are, and other things, and they published these in the Lancet. I happened to get the Lancet delivered to my house because I reviewed a couple papers by the company that publishes the Lancet. So this was my reward. When I looked at those papers, I fell off my chair. I wrote a letter to them, which I put it on my website because they wouldn't publish it. But you see that. That all the high places in the world for diabetes and for overweight are little islands, and that's because they use these brush generators for electricity, and it's also the reason why there's a high suicide rate in Afghanistan and Iraq and our troops, because they import $20 billion worth of diesel to air condition. They spray foam on the tents, and those are terrible dirty electricity generators. So, and I wrote the VA. They just wouldn't answer my letters. And
nothing,
absolutely nothing. So I don't know what it's going to take.
Are you frustrated because you don't get the kind of response you think you should get?
Well, it's depressing, but I do get a response. I get it from people. I got a letter from a gal in Australia whose child had serious, terrible dermatitis from the time he was born till he was four. She read the book. Filtered the place, got rid of all the devices I warned about, and within a week the kid was better for the first time. She was putting steroid creams on him for 4 years, and she didn't have to do anything anymore. She sent pictures, and she's kind of set up a business or an advocacy group to try to get the word out to other mothers about their kids and the hazard. And you know, people are smart, but it's going to take a lot of people getting together to put the heat on. Like in some states, they've been able to make enough stink about the smart meters that they've gone to opt out. And a couple states actually have banned, won't let them deploy, which I think is even better.
That is. Let's go to Paul in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Paul, thanks for holding so long.
Hey, George, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Milham. I bought your book it must have been about 6 months ago. It wasn't in any of the bookstores. I had to order it. And my father has had diabetes for over 20 years. And I went out and I had bought an expensive analyzer because I was suffering from it. Also, I was sleeping right next to my power box on a metal frame, and I was getting zapped by my next-door neighbor's Wi-Fi and suffered microwave sickness real bad since 2003. I didn't realize it until they put a smart meter on, and then my life just went to hell. It was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't get back to sleep for a couple hours, that was just the beginning. Anyway, back to my father. You helped save my father's life, and I just want to thank you. I found that measuring the amount of RF energy on his bed, on his side of the bed, was very high, and it was coming from a cordless base station from the lady across the street. And she had had this, she lived in this house for 13 years or so, and who knows how long that cordless phone had been there. But she came down with cancer 2 years ago. So she was very, you know, willing to go out, and I was going to buy her a corded phone. And she went out and she bought one herself. My father had a hard time getting his blood sugar levels below 200. And he is now waking up. He woke up this morning, actually, with a blood sugar level of 77, and they are at half. They're taking half the pill.
Oh, strange. Unbelievable.
It's incredible.
I'll tell you a diabetes story. This school in California I looked at. I didn't meet the guy, but I got to talk to him on the phone. The teacher said, you got to talk to this guy. Turns out he had severe type 2 diabetes when he's teaching in this dirty electricity school, so bad that he had amputations. And infections, could never control his sugar, is all over the place, up to 400. And he retired. Guess what? His diabetes is gone.
Isn't that weird?
His doctor won't believe it. I mean, I taught him, you know, amazing.
How can this affect your glucose level?
It does. It does. I mean, there's a couple papers, one by Havas. She talks about a type 3 diabetes. And anytime you get in these dirty fields, your blood sugar goes up. And diabetes is highest on islands in the South Pacific and in the Atlantic that have brush generators for their only source of electricity. And so what happens when they need more load, they just put on more generators. There's more brushes, like Tristan da Cunha's got 6 Cummins diesel generators on it. So you're guaranteed to have high diabetes and blood sugar if you live in these places. And I'm trying to get that paper published now, and it's
God, that'd be great if you could.
Yeah, of course. I'll get it out there, but it'll just take a little longer because I got to put it to another journal. But no, there's definite relationship between exposure to this stuff and your blood sugar going up. What happens is when we clean the houses up that have diabetics in it, they need a whole lot less insulin, and we warn them about it, that, you know, if you use your same dose of insulin, you're going to get shocked.
You're going to go the other way.
Exactly.
All right, Sam, we're going to come back and take some more phone calls with you. Skype callers, callers from Las Vegas, Denver, Phoenix, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Texas. We'll be back with more on Coast to Coast AM. All right, next hour, open lines here on Coast to Coast AM. But when we come back with Dr. Samuel Milham, we'll take final phone calls with him on Coast to Coast AM. So what happens, Sam, if they ever put in a smart grid?
Oh, well, they're working on it, and things will get a lot worse before it gets better. They're going to have to change this business of having transmitting appliances, because I had a woman with a severe it's a weird disease called
You all right?
No, I'm trying to think of the name of this. Well, anyway, she slept till noon. She had no energy, no muscular strength, and basically her problem was transmitting appliances in the kitchen and all the other junk she had around her house. Once she got rid of it, next time I went over to her house, she was pressure washing the sidewalk, so she was recovered.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Walter in Toronto on our Skype line. Walter, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I wanted to ask your guest what the physiological reason is for dirty electricity causing diabetes. And I was wondering if it's also related to fibromyalgia.
Okay. What do you think, Sam?
Yes, it's fibromyalgia is exactly the disease this woman I was trying to describe had.
Okay.
I've got a paper that's been accepted for publication. I think the way this works is the body perceives these fields and mounts and doesn't understand what they are, and it mounts an adrenal response to it. I measured other people have done this too. When a cell tower goes in a virgin place, they measure the urinary neurotransmitters and find out that most of the catecholamines over time go way, way down. I did just the opposite. I had a dirty library, and I got the librarians to give me urine, and their catecholamines went up. And those have to do with glucose metabolism and everything else. And it's adrenaline, noradrenaline, dopamine, phenylethylamine. So I think it's basically a stress response. And this electricity is causing chronic stress response. And I think and ultimately chronic stress gives you immune system failure and all the other nasty things that happen. And basically cardiovascular disease, diabetes, it all comes from the stress response.
Who do you call, Sam, if you want somebody to come and check your house for all of this? I mean, is there a company? Are there companies out there?
No, the utility companies don't do it. You basically got to do it on your own. There's very few people around.
That would be a great business for somebody.
Well, there are a few people starting up, but if you buy an AM radio from Radio Shack.
From C. Crane.
And if you want to get fancy, you can buy a HF35C microwave meter from EMF, less EMF in Albany. I've got oscilloscopes and everything else, but that's getting too fancy. You know, you can find out what it is and where it is, and there are a few steps you can take. You can turn the thing off, get rid of it, like baby monitors. They should be outlawed, that you're sticking a microwave oven in your kid's crib. Decked phones, there should be no reason to have those things. They can make phones that don't transmit that, but there's so much money and so much corruption floating around and nothing's going to happen.
Well, even if you had the baby monitor, Sam, somewhere in the room, is that bad?
Oh, anywhere close to the kid where it's gonna expose the kid to microwaves, it's bad, absolutely bad.
All right, back to the phones we go. Mary Margaret in truck driving in Florida, I guess. Hi there, Mary.
Hi. I was calling because my daughter's elementary school, their population is about 1,000 children. They have maybe about, 35 classrooms. And the principal is really dedicated to high tech. And each classroom has a Promethean board in it. Are you familiar with what a Promethean board is?
Yes.
Yes.
They're bad.
Yes, and not only do they have Promethean boards, they also have anywhere from 5 to 10 desktop computers, and he encourages third, fourth, and fifth graders to bring their own, the little mini laptop to use, and he's also encouraging that no more textbooks. Everything is done, the computer books, computerized books. So, my concern, of course, was for my daughter and her health. And, I try to mention it to some of the other parents, but, they just don't seem concerned at all or, they're not really realizing it. So I'm thinking if somebody starts kindergarten through fifth grade, all those years in the classroom bombarded with, the dirty electricity, don't you think that, they are getting cancer and leukemia? I don't know. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
And what is that board that she said, a Promethean board? What is that?
It's an electronic blackboard type deal. They're white,
Okay.
And they emit. Well, this problem is it's everywhere. Up in Canada, for example, now that all the schools they've gone to Wi-Fi in many of the schools, they have to keep cardiac defibrillators in the school because some of the kids have had serious heart problems, and some of these fields cause rate changes in the heart. I mean, little kids having to go get EKGs because of what's going on at school. The thing's insanity. And I'll tell you the other thing that you'll notice right away is the test scores in the schools go down because these fields make the kids agitated. Hyperactivity disorder. I cured a classroom of that, a fourth grade classroom, just by filtering out the dirty electricity in the room. But your caller is right that it's nuts. I mean, there's nothing wrong with books and reading and writing skills and this trend to wireless and laptops, laptops are bad, and I mean, they generate fields right on the kid's body when it's on its lap. I don't know what we're crazy. I mean,
it's everywhere.
There ought to be a law against it, but there isn't.
Next up, we go to Las Vegas. It's Richard's turn. Hi, Richard. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, George?
Good.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for taking my call, you guys.
Sure.
I have a concern about the walls, which are stucco where I am. And I'm in that apartment, an apartment, the one with the vicious circle in the closet, George.
Yes.
And which they've ground off. And the problem I have is right outside my bedroom window where I sleep, get perpendicular on that wall on the left side of the window are about 10 of those meters all over for all the units and all of the cable wiring for the satellite for DirecTV. Now, is that affecting me through the stucco? How should I deal with this?
Oh, well, what I do is I'd get Leah from Less EMF, or else, if you don't mind the ugliness, I get thick aluminum foil and put it on the wall, on the inside of the wall where the meters are on the outside.
Okay.
To get that stuff between you and the meters, because the meters have two transmitting globes. One's going in, one's going out. You don't care what's going out. What you want to do is intercept the stuff that's coming in. And the other thing you can do is if you, AM radio says that your apartment is buzzy, or if you can get a meter to measure the dirty electricity, you can filter your apartment. I've had people get better with smart meters on the walls.
What kind of meter is it?
The meter, it's Stetzer Electric sells a meter that measures dirty electricity. Just plug it into the wall outlet. And it gives you a number. You want to keep it below 50.
Okay. Stetson Electric?
I beg your pardon?
What's the name? Stetson?
Stetzer.
Oh, okay.
Stetzer.
He's on the web, and he's got a website with papers. And they sell a meter called a microsearch meter. It's no batteries or anything. You just plug it in and read it. And if the readings are high, you can get filters. They're capacitors. You plug into the outlets. And they get rid of the dirty electricity. They short it out.
All right, super. Let's go to Steve in Denver, Colorado. Steve, go ahead, sir.
Hey, George. Great show, as usual.
Thank you, Steven.
Hey, Dr. Sam, I had a bunch of questions for you, and while I was on hold, you answered a lot of them, but I thought of some different ones, actually, that are better. I wanted to know, let's say you live right next to power lines, and you've proven through your research that they cause quite a few health problems. What would one single person or even a community go about doing moving these power lines off of your private property? I look at my front window, I see a massive power line, and it's on my property, and I don't know what to do about it. And in the meantime, how do you defend against something like that? Is there some kind of siding or stone or, like you say, tinfoil between you and the huge power lines that are outside really to residential areas?
Oh, unfortunately, there isn't a heck of a lot you can do. They probably have an easement to have it there. I've seen situations where if neighborhood gets up in arms, they can sometimes get the utility to underground the line, and that's better because the cables are close together. They do some cancellation, and you only get the strong fields right over the line, not coming your window from up in the air. In terms of filtering, there's not a hell of a lot you can do to protect yourself from those, except move, and that gets expensive.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Time for a few more calls here. Let's go to San Marcos, Texas. First-time caller. Steve, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
All right, thank you all. I have two questions.
Sure.
They concern low-level EMF and RF. One, digital hearing aids.
Ah, good question. Hearing aids, Sam.
And, you know, I have hearing aids. I'm behind the ear now, but I had to kind of go in the ear. And if you change the setting on, say, your right one, it transmits to the other side to put it on a different program. So is that signal going through my head?
I don't know. I'm just ignorant about these, except they're little battery-operated jobs, aren't they? They get the
right,
little
it transmits.
Yeah, little teeny batteries.
And it's also, I've got a remote one now I use behind the ear, but it's got, I can send a signal to the right ear, and it changes. There's three programs, and then it sends a signal to the other ear to put it on the same program. I was just
I'm completely ignorant about it, but I'm happy that it's a little battery operated deal, and I think that's got an element of safety in it. But I just don't know about transmitting through your
head. How about your second one, Stephen?
Okay, the second one. A lot of people still use them. I don't. Electric blankets. You've got all these wires all over your body.
Well, the new ones, they've got them wired so that the fields are canceled out. What you can do is you can take just a common plug it in and take a compass and put it on near the thing and see if it's deflected, or better yet, an AM radio. Put that near it and see if you get the static. The new blankets are much improved, and they fix them so that there's very little fields, because the wires are wired so that they cancel out the fields.
Okay, so much stuff you have to remember and do. Does your book point many of these things out?
A lot of it, and stuff we haven't talked about. Of course, there's a whole lot in the book, and I'm updating the book. I hope to have another edition out. It's going to have a lot more practical advice in there about what to do and what to avoid.
Do you practice this around your own house, I assume?
Absolutely. I mean, I got rid of compact fluorescent lights. I've got filters in. When I use the microwave oven, I get 10 to 20 feet away from it the minute I push.
Can you feel a difference, Sam, physically?
I don't feel a difference, but my radio can hear it, you know, my AM radio.
Yeah.
And but I feel I feel a difference in terms of when I'm in a hot hotel room, I don't sleep. I sleep pretty well here.
Mary in Scranton, Pennsylvania on the wildcard line. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Dr. Milam, I have a question. I had a gentleman with our electric company here in Pennsylvania at the end of June, beginning of July. He came here and said that he had to change our meter, that our analog meter was no longer working. And he replaced the meter, and I let it go at that. And not too long afterwards, maybe a week or so, I developed a high-pitched, constant ringing in my ears. And it's nonstop. It's nonstop. It will not go away. I haven't had a change in medication. Nothing has changed. I'm getting bouts of nausea.
It sounds like you've got what Ian Punnett has. Tinnitus.
I thought about that. But I've never had a problem.
Well, no, I've heard this story. I can't tell you how many times. It's one of the people get smart meters. A lot of them get ringing in the ears. They get headaches. They get insomnia. But I've heard the tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, many, many times. I'm almost certain it's your meter that's doing it.
It's the ringing. I've got the nausea and like fuzzy thinking. I can't concentrate. Now, I have noticed that when I'm out of my house, if I'm out, my daughters, I'm away from home, I don't have the ringing.
There you go. You got
the
proof.
As soon as I walk in my door, it's back.
You've got it. I'd get them to see if you get your analog meter back if you can.
Interesting. So you think one of the first things people might be able to do is to check around their house for all these things if they have any kind of symptom. And what would those symptoms be, Sam?
Well, you know, the Russians wrote these symptoms up about 30 years ago. It's called microwave illness, and it's everywhere from headaches to migraine to insomnia to fuzzy thinking to lower sex drive to nausea, ringing in the ears. There's just a long, long list of vague symptoms that they noticed in people who worked around substations and who worked around transmitters. And it's everywhere now, and there's lists of they called it microwave illness, and I think they're right on. And my phone rings all the time, and people complain about this, that, and the other thing, and you get to hear the same story so many times, you know it's real.
Well, it's got to be. Anthony is in Racine, Wisconsin. Anthony, go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
You have a fantastic show.
Thank you.
I must say that, you know, WRJN 1400 AM. Being around for 84 years, made a good choice by having you on.
Well, thank you.
for your expert there, I sleep like 6 or 8 feet from a smart meter, and I've been insomniac since it kind of happened. I get up in the middle of the night. I fall asleep, though, at like 2:33, maybe 4 in the afternoon. And I was wondering if somehow, you know, the overload of the demand, because there's like a, I don't want to mention the factory because it probably helped the city survive, but they're diagonal across the street from me and they have high demand. I've noticed that my digital signal and my open air antenna seems to break up during the day, like their dispatch or something is going on. It's causing all these radio waves. I also use a cell phone that happens to have its cell tower 1 mile away from me, but it happens to be on the other side of a large brick building that might have steel structure in it. And the battery drains real quick. I've noticed that my jaw gets hot. Side of my head gets hot, and I was wondering, and I switched sides of the, you know, and the phone drains real fast. And I'm just wondering if maybe the cell tower, or, you know, I'm using it by my ear right now because it doesn't seem to work very well when I talk to my friends on the
sounds like he's getting bombarded there, Sam.
Yeah, well, they, you know, anytime you get heat from one of those things, it's bad news. And that's why I tell cell phone users, always use it on speakerphone. Unless you're deaf, you know, and you don't want that thing up against you. I mean, that the clue that it, you can feel the heat means it's heating your brain and your salivary glands and everything else.
Well, I've gone to the speaker, Sam, ever since I talked to you back in 2010. So you taught me the name of the book, Dirty Electricity. Up next, Sound Off Open Lines.